In the same way, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat her with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of life. If you don't treat her as you should, your prayers will not be heard. That's pretty clear, isn't it? So when you see a man and wife that don't walk in obedience to God's word, and he prays and she prays and they never get a prayer answered, that could be their sin, right? That could be their sin. If you're not in obedience to this book, and how much of this book? God told us to give voice to His word and to obey how much of His word? Surely He didn't mean everything in here. Oh, you think He did, huh, Bill? You know He did. So when you do it His way, will He bless your socks off? He will bless your socks off. Now Cheryl says He blesses them back old again. He is a good God when we do it His way. Your prayers will not be heard. So anyway, he said, I need a job. I said, no problem. Your wife is walking in obedience to God's word. I said, have you repented for all your sin? He said, I have. I said, okay, now I will pray a prayer of faith for you, and God will give you a good job. I said, what kind of job would you like? He said, well, I'd love one at least paid. He said, I'm a certified engineer. I'd like to have at least $50,000 a year, at least. I said, that should be no problem with God. I said, why don't I just ask God to give you the job He has planned for you? Let's don't put a limitation on Him. And so I asked the Father in Jesus' name to bless him with a great job. Now that his wife was walking in obedience to the word, and that he was walking in obedience to the word, I said, Lord, would you please bless him with a good job? Tuesday, we prayed that on Sunday. Tuesday, a company called him with a six-figure job, of which he took. And Thursday, another company called him with another six-figure job, but he'd already taken the other one, so he didn't take it. So 13 months later, they stood right here just a few weeks ago. He said, our life has never been so good as it has the last 13 months. He said, we're financially blessed. We're blessed at home. He said, my wife and I have, he said, our children are coming back in. The daughters that they couldn't get to come to church, they've been coming to church. They've been, everything has been blessed since Mama and Daddy got back in a love walk with each other and with God. Isn't it amazing? Why don't we walk in love and do what God says? Why do we disobey Him? You know, why do we go, and somebody would say, somebody would never say that my tongue could cause a problem. But let's go to Proverbs 18:21, and let's see what kind of a problem your tongue can really create. Proverbs 18:21, those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. Isn't that amazing? That you go around saying the wrong thing. I mean, I'm going to tell you something I heard one of our presidential candidates say the other day. I thought, how little this man knows about spiritual things. He said something that somebody said. He said, but those are only words. The words written in the Bible, they're only words. Yeah, they're only words, okay. But they're God's word. And there's power in those words. They're life and death in those words. Those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life. You know, now let's go to Mark 11, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Mark 11. I want to show you the power of your words. Then Jesus said to the disciples, have faith in God. This is a secret, isn't it? Have faith in God. Or have the God kind of faith. Now, I like it better like that. Have the God kind of faith. That's the kind of faith I want. The kind He had when He was here. I assure you that you can say to this mountain, may God lift you up and throw you into the sea, and your command will be obeyed. All that is required is that you really believe and do not doubt in your heart. Now, that's a kicker, isn't it? Bill?
How are you convinced that God believes that you believe?
How am I convinced that God believes that I believe?
Mm-hmm. Because if it's a degree of belief in this whole word and every word in the Bible, and we can say we all believe it, mm-hmm. how do we know that we believe it to the extent that He believes that we believe it?
Well, the only way I know that you can obtain that kind of faith is continue to quote the Word and be in the Word and be totally led by the Spirit of God.
It's a repetition type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it says in Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing God's Word. So when we quote these things, I mean, I think about that verse, Mark 11:23. In fact, let's look at that in the King James. Flip over to the King James in Mark 11:23. And let's see what Mark 11:23 says in the King James. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Now then, if I had read that and taught that for 10 years in a healing school over and over and over, thousands of times, then one day, whenever a little woman down at Sky Chef gets burned real bad, falls into an oven and burns all the hide off her arm, big old blisters coming up, screaming, and everybody is trying to pour cold water on her, get the first aid kit and everything else, and yet this man, which had this word hidden in his heart, runs down, grabs this woman by the left arm, and quotes a verse out of Isaiah 53:4, that he bore her pain, so she won't have to bear it. Now, I believe that. I believe it because it says Jesus bore her pain. And that was written over 700 years before Jesus came. And then I come over to the New Covenant, which in Mark 16:18 said, in these signs shall follow those that believe, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall get well. But I said, you know, he didn't tell me how long that would take. So I'm going to use Mark 11:23, where Jesus said, whatever I say with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Is that what he said? So I said, woman, I guarantee you will get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name's Jesus. Now see, what did you say I could have? Whatever I say with that mouth, if I believe with that heart. Now, if I say, woman, I guarantee you will get a supernatural healing from my King, and his name Jesus, because he said that in Mark 11:23. Do you think the King was pleased with that statement that day? He was very pleased with that faith. Well, that little woman was hurting. As far as I know, she's an unbeliever. But immediately he took away her pain. I mean, it quit hurting. All them big old blisters was all over her arm. She would not even go to the doctor. I stayed that evening late and went upstairs with some of the guys and had dinner with them. And we walked in and there's them big old blisters all over Adelina's arm. I didn't even know her name at the time. One of the men looked over and said, Adelina, what did you do to your arm? Well, she said, I fell in the oven down there while I got burned. He said, well, good grief, woman, why don't you go to the doctor? Is that the first thing we all think about? We don't think about praying, do we? We don't think about this magnificent book that we got that's the Word of God that cannot lie. It cannot be changed. It's forever settled in heaven. So everybody come in, ask her, why don't you go to the doctor? She gets home that night, her husband sees it. He wants to take her to the emergency right then. Now she said, honey, it don't hurt. I don't want to go. Said, if it bothers me in the morning, I'll go. Does she have any faith? No. Don't have a clue. No clue. Wakes up the next morning and turns over, and her arm looks just like mine. Comes to work that evening, and walks in, and little Melanie, one of the other little cooks that was right there that day when it happened, saw it. And Melanie had been in my office 1,000 times wanting to learn about the Word. She'd come in early and early every day so she could spend her first 5 or 10 minutes with me in the office. Who knows how many times that little woman come in my office, Mr. Scrivener, I got this question about God's Word. And I had the privilege to share with her things about God's Word. Melanie looked up and said, Adelina, how's your arm? And she raised her arm up. She'd walked in the door over in the corner. She held her arm up, and Melanie looked up and saw that beautiful arm, and she said, she just threw down everything and said, another answer to Thurman's prayer. That little girl went to Bible school and graduated. She's now teaching God's Word. Changed her life forever. She saw a God perform that does things that she knew no human being on this earth could do. Now, that poor little girl had been beat up on. She'd been married two or three times, had two or three or four kids and all kinds of things. And she had no knowledge of who she was as a Christian. No knowledge. No time in the Word. All you got to do is get in that book and study this book and obey what this book says. And there's no limitations of what God will do for you. Isn't He awesome? He's awesome. But He says here, look here. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, are you a whosoever? I am. I'm even more than a whosoever. I'm a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. I mean, we're somebody. We're really somebodies. We're children of the Most High God. And He lives in us. He's not up there in heaven. He's right here. We brought Him with us today, didn't we? The King of Kings. He's in us. Do you think He hears everything you say? Absolutely. Do you think He knows the intent of your heart? Absolutely. Absolutely. He's with you. He hears every time you make a negative statement. And He hears what you say. Instead of saying what He says, you say your symptoms. Or you say your problem. And that's why you don't get healed. But He says, if you say, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart. In other words, I don't have diabetes no more. It's gone. In the name of Jesus. Jesus said, made me a promise, Mark 11:23, that I could speak to this mountain, cast this thing into the sea, and it's gone. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, thank You. I'm healed. It's written in Your Word. I believe that those things which He says shall come to pass, He shall have whatsoever He says. So, Lord, I'm strong. Lord, you think, I mean, do you believe I can get up here and spray all this stuff in one night? Absolutely.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.